To the United States now, where the ratings agency Moody's is now so concerned about the prospect that the US could default on its debt obligations that it's placed America's AAA credit rating on a downgrade watch. There's still no sign of a political deal on the country's $14 trillion borrowing limit, and most Americans now rate the economy as their number one problem. North America correspondent Jane Cowan reports.
If there was any doubt about the consequences of America defaulting on its debt, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, surely dispelled it today.
It would be a major crisis because the Treasury security is viewed as the safest and most liquid security in the world. It's the foundation for much of our financial system. And the notion that it would become suddenly unreliable and illiquid would throw shockwaves to the entire global financial system.
But the dire warning from the central bank wasn't enough to convince people like the Tea Party heroine and Republican presidential hopeful Michelle Bachmann.
Well, I'm no on raising the debt ceiling right now because I've been here long enough that I've seen a lot of smoke and mirrors.
Michelle Bachmann says she doubts Barack Obama's predictions that Social Security checks would be in jeopardy in the event of a default.
We were all shocked and appalled that President Obama dangled out in front of the cameras that senior citizens may not get their checks. That's a very dangerous statement to make. We don't believe that for a moment.
Another Republican presidential candidate, the former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, says he hopes and prays the debt limit isn't raised. This is the kind of rhetoric polarizing the national conversation as Barack Obama tries to negotiate a deal. With crisis talks stretching into their fourth straight day, the frustration was obvious during the White House Press Secretary Jay Carney's regular session with reporters.
The leaders need to lead, that in that room, people need to say, you know, this is not about politics. This is not about comparative advantages in next year's election. It's about doing what's right. The president recognizes that it is his responsibility to do this. It is his responsibility to compromise.
Members of Barack Obama's own party, though, opposed the president's willingness to compromise by making changes to programs like Medicare that Democrats see as sacrosanct. But the senior Democrat in the House, Nancy Pelosi, is still talking in glowing terms about the way Barack Obama is handling the debt talks.
This president has extended the respect and the courtesy to bipartisan House and Senate members to listen, 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 and listen. Thursday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and now Wednesday. Unprecedented. He is a remarkably patient man.
So far, Americans aren't blaming Barack Obama for the political gridlock over the debt limit. A new Reuters poll has the president's approval rating holding relatively steady at 49%, down just one percentage point from last month. But for the first time since shortly after Barack Obama took office, a majority of those polled saw the economy as the country's most pressing problem, reflecting a growing sense of pessimism. The prospects of a default might still be low, but they're high enough to disturb the ratings agency Moody's. It's just placed America's AAA credit rating on a downgrade watch. This is Jane Cowan in Washington for The World Today.